Britain's journey from a small island nation to a dominant global power is a tale marked by ambition and contradiction. This story unfolds in the context of an empire that transformed its citizens, turning accountants into pirates and merchants into slave traders. The dual nature of this history reveals both pride and shame. While Britain celebrates its achievements, it must also confront the brutal realities of its imperial past, particularly the enslavement of millions of Africans. The narrative begins with a visit to Jamaica, a crucial piece of Britain's imperial puzzle. Here, the lost city of Port Royal stands as a haunting reminder of the empire's aspirations and the catastrophic earthquake that submerged it in 1692. The underwater ruins tell stories of lives once vibrant, offering insights into the ambitions and excesses that characterize this naval hub. Understanding Port Royal is key to grasping how Britain's history shapes its identity today. Piracy played a significant role in establishing British dominance across the Caribbean. Figures like Henry Morgan emerged as sanctioned pirates, plundering Spanish holdings with the backing of the crown. Morgan's exploits cemented Port Royal's status as a major naval base, transforming it into a center of wealth and vice. Yet, as piracy waned, the British Empire shifted its focus towards a more systematic and brutal form of exploitation, the enslavement of Africans. The transition from piracy to enslavement marked a critical turning point in imperial strategy. Enslaved individuals endured traumatic experiences, forcibly uprooted from their homelands, and auctioned off in a merciless system that prioritized profit over human dignity. This exploitation fueled the empire's economic growth, particularly through the sugar trade, which became central to Britain's wealth. The triangular trade that developed from this system illustrates a stark reality. Sugar, produced by enslaved labor, was not merely a commodity. It represented the intertwining of human suffering and economic expansion. This narrative underscores the importance of confronting the complexities of Britain's imperial legacy. By doing so, it becomes possible to appreciate the lasting impact of these historical events on contemporary British society, revealing a nation forever changed by its imperial endeavors. As Britain solidified its grip on the sugar trade in the Caribbean, the consequences of these actions began to unfold. The wealth generated from plantations fueled the expansion of Britain's economy and led to a growing reliance on enslaved labor. As sugar became synonymous with prosperity, the human cost of its production intensified. Enslaved Africans, treated as mere commodities, faced inhumane conditions on plantations. The horrific experiences they endured formed a stark contrast to the riches enjoyed by British merchants and plantation owners. The brutality of forced labor was compounded by the trauma of family separations and cultural erasure. This duality often goes overlooked in historical narratives that celebrate Britain's colonial achievements. Considering the perspective of those whose lives were shattered highlights the complexities of this imperial legacy. Host reflection: what does it mean for a nation to build its wealth on suffering? This question lingers as we dive deeper into the historical forces at play. The British response to growing abolitionist sentiments in the late 1800s showcased the internal conflicts within society. On one hand, there were advocates pushing for the end of slavery, citing moral and ethical arguments. On the other hand, powerful interests resisted any change that threatened their economic benefits. The debates were often fierce, weighing human rights against financial gain. During this turbulent period, significant figures emerged. William Wilberforce championed the cause of abolition, mobilizing public opinion through grassroots campaigns. His tireless efforts led to the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833. However, the act did not erase the legacy of exploitation. Rather, it shifted the conversation toward reparations and recognition of the injustices endured by enslaved people. The aftermath of abolition presents its own challenges. While formerly enslaved individuals gained freedom, their access to opportunities remained severely limited. Many faced systemic barriers, leading to cycles of poverty and disenfranchisement. The influence of colonialism lingered in political and social structures, making it difficult for previously enslaved populations to thrive. Host check-in: how does the legacy of slavery continue to shape modern Britain? This question leads us into a deeper exploration of contemporary issues surrounding race, identity, and social justice. As we navigate these themes, it becomes essential to highlight the movements advocating for recognition and reparations today. Activists and scholars emphasize understanding history to inform present struggles. They argue that acknowledging past injustices can pave the way toward healing and reconciliation. In this light, the story of Britain's empire remains intricate and multifaceted. It's a history marked by conquest and exploitation, but also by resilience and resistance. To grasp its full impact, Britain must confront both pride in its accomplishments and the shame embedded within its past. Only then can a clearer understanding emerge of how this imperial legacy continues to shape the nation today. As Britain grappled with its imperial legacy, the resonance of slavery became undeniable. Modern movements demanding recognition and reparations highlight the ongoing struggle for justice. These activists assert that understanding history is key to dismantling systemic inequalities that persist today. For many, the pain of the past is a lived experience, echoing through generations. The narrative of Britain's empire is not just about grand conquests. It encompasses the stories of those who suffered. The descendants of enslaved individuals carry the weight of history, and their voices call for acknowledgement, healing, and a rethinking of the past. Through education and conversation, society navigates the complexities of identity and racism, striving to create a more equitable future. In recent years, public monuments and historical narratives have come under scrutiny. Many argue that statues celebrating colonial figures should be reevaluated. This push for change illustrates a broader desire for reconciliation with the past. It raises essential questions about whose stories are told and who is left out of history. Britain's journey towards confronting itself is ongoing. Changes in policy and societal attitudes reflect a recognition of past wrongs. Educational programs increasingly include a comprehensive view of colonial history, illuminating the impact of these events on modern life. This approach aims to foster a society that values all its citizens equally, recognizing their diverse histories. Yet, the road to full reconciliation is fraught with challenges. The pull of nostalgia for a glorious past conflicts with the need to confront uncomfortable truths. How does a nation move forward while honoring the painful memories of those who suffered? This tension is crucial to understanding modern Britain. As people reflect on the legacy of empire, the conversation about reparations gains traction. Calls for compensation and restitution resonate widely, pushing society to consider the moral implications of wealth built on exploitation. Recognizing the debt owed to those who endured unimaginable hardships becomes a vital step toward healing. The aftermath of Britain's imperial past invites deeper reflection. It is a history that demands recognition not only in academic circles, but also within the fabric of everyday life. Acknowledging past injustices allows contemporary society to build relationships based on understanding and respect. Ultimately, the story of Britain's empire is not a simple one. It is defined by triumphs and tragedies, ambitions and atrocities. To fully grasp this legacy is to embrace the complexities that shape identity today. By facing the past, Britain can forge a path toward a more inclusive future, honoring both the pride and the pain that come with its rich yet tumultuous history.